From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida in the southeastern United States has reopened after a lone gunman opened fire in the airport's baggage claims area. Passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when the man identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago opened fire at the baggage claim, killing 5 people, wounding 8 more before being detained. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
The U.S. military says the alleged shooter served in the Puerto Rico's National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports indicating he may have mental health issues. Santiago spent 10 months in Iraq in 2010 and 2011. He later joined the Army National Guard in Alaska, the largest and most remote U.S. state. He is believed to have served in the Guard there from 2014 until August last year when he was discharged for unsatisfactory performance. Law enforcement officials also say that he spent some time working for a security company in Anchorage. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials, but didn't endorse the view.